It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 18th, 2019. Today is the birthday of English artist and writer Wyndham Lewis, born on a yacht near Amherst, Nova Scotia in Canada in 1882. He founded the Vorticist movement, which sought to relate art and literature to the industrial process. About 1893, Lewis moved to London with his mother after his parents separated. At age 16, he won a scholarship to London's Slade School of Fine Art, but he left 3 years later without completing the course. Instead, he went to Paris, where he practiced painting and attended lectures at the Sorbonne. While in Paris, Lewis became interested in Cubist and Expressionist art and was one of the first British artists to do so. On his return to London in 1908, Lewis began to write satirical stories, and by 1913 he was creating paintings that contained abstract geometric forms and references to machines and urban architecture. This style was named Vorticism, due to his belief that artists should observe the energy of modern society as if from a still point in the center of a whirling vortex. In World War I, he served at the front as an artillery officer, and then commissioned as a war artist, he produced some memorable paintings and drawings of battle scenes. He wrote his first novel, Tar, in 1915. After the war, Lewis became better known for his writing than for his visual art, although he continued to paint portraits and abstract watercolors. He worked in seclusion until 1926, when he began to publish a remarkable series of books, including The Art of Being Ruled, Time and Western Man, The Lion and the Fox, and The Wild Body. In 1930, Lewis caused a furor in literary London with a satirical novel, The Apes of God, in which he scourged wealthy dilettantes. The 1930s were difficult for Lewis, although he produced some of the most noted paintings of his career, including a portrait of the poet T.S. Eliot, and wrote some of his finest books, he was deeply in debt by the end of the decade. Two successful libel actions brought against him in 1932 had made publishers wary of him, while his books and articles championing fascism had lost him many friends. Though Lewis never stated that he had made errors in political judgment, his reputation never really recovered. In 1939, Lewis and his wife journeyed to the United States, where he hoped to recoup his finances with a lecture tour and with portrait commissions. The outbreak of World War II made their return impossible. After a brief, unsuccessful stay in New York City, the couple went to Canada, where they lived in poverty for 3 years in a dilapidated Toronto hotel. His 1954 novel, Self-Condemned, is a fictionalized account of those years. At the war's end, Lewis and his wife returned home. He became art critic for The Listener, a publication of the British Broadcasting Corporation. A year before his death in London in 1957 at age 74, he was honored with a retrospective exhibition of his art at London's Tate Gallery. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 18th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.